was the clue sound, and I think we have a clue as to how we're going to make it to Los Angeles. So after we leave Valdosta today, we're going to go through Alabama, and we're going to stop in Montgomery.
So that's where we were. Yeah. Wow. This state in Valdosta was something else, I'm telling you. And now we are headed to Montgomery. So let's see what's going to be happening so today as we deviate from state to state.
So we got down to Montgomery, Alabama. And what was going on? Well, of course, thousands in line for COVID-19 vaccines in Montgomery, Alabama. Yeah, Montgomery, on Saturday, it was COVID-19. It was a vaccine, it was a vaccination clinic that was held in Montgomery, the city of the county, and they partnered with the Alabama Department of Public Health to host this thing at Old Montgomery Mall. It was the hottest spot of them all in the city. Saturday, clients lined up to the wall, cause we're lined up on McGee Road as people waited to receive the beat and go in, get vaccinated. Thousands lined up as early as 4 in the morning to get the vaccination. Ellen Reese was the first in line to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. I just wanted a shot to take care of himself. This was the phase way 1 vaccination clinic, meaning recipients, maybe people who were 75 or older, first responders, and even other healthcare workers. Some people said the process, it really wasn't long, and was grateful for the city to allow them all along. An opportunity for many in Montgomery to get the vaccination. I'm proud of the city, they are doing this thing for everybody, because we needed this, we really, really, really did. Montgomery Mayor Steven Reed said they plan to have even more vaccines in the future as the federal government rolls out more vaccinations. As we get from the states, we will be able to better serve the public at more locations than we have right now. That what Montgomery EMA Director Christina Thornton said. This was the first dose.
Man, it's black on black crime, man. It's got to stop, man. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy out here in Montgomery, man. One arrest after Tuesday evening Montgomery shooting. Montgomery police have arrested and charged somebody with attempting to murder in connection on the Tuesday evening shooting. And the police said the shooting happened about 6:30 Tuesday at the 1300 block of North Ripley. Yeah, Curtis Fox Hall 30. He was taken into custody Wednesday after being developed as a suspect attempted murder, discharging firearms into an occupied vehicle. Bond is at $90,000. Court documents indicate the suspect fired multiple rounds, hitting multiple 3 times, including one in the forearm, one in the chin, and one that caused a graze to the temple. Motive for the shooting is not clear. Vehicle at the time of the shooting, Foxen was facing a second felony for discharging a firearm in an occupied vehicle. Following his arrest, Foxall was transported to the Montgomery County Detention Facility, where bond was set at $90,000. COVID vaccines are the city of Montgomery and Montgomery countering, partnering with the Alabama Department of Public Health to hosting COVID vaccines 19 vaccination clinics on Saturday, January 30 in Montgomery County. Over 20,000 confirmed cases, over 300 deaths. So any effort we can make to mitigate the impact of this virus is going to take and be very essential to the Montgomery County Commissioner Isaac Sankey, a nurse practitioner who serves as the Montgomery COVID-19 task force. I see a lot of elderly folks, people who have the chronic conditions, and of course, COVID-19 has certainly had an impact, and the clinic will be open just for that. Montgomery Fire Station number 9. Yeah, it's about time the recipients will stay in the vehicles and just drive through the fire station. This will be phase 1A, vaccination center, meaning recipients will be people who are 75 and older,
first responders and healthcare workers, a photo ID is the card to receive a vaccine, bring your insurance information if you were covered. Clinic to be held in several central Alabama counties. Montgomery Director Christina Thornton said this is the first vaccine. Those plans are already in the works for another. Big Willie, Fordyce Williams. Oh, it ain't this stuff. Oh, man. Juveniles. Young kids. Man. Doing grown-up crimes. Being taken into custody. Locked up. Getting records in their name. Where does it? Juveniles taken into custody, attempting a car burglary on Friday in the afternoon. They do the gun, then the police respond to the Atlanta highway regarding the shots. Our officers arriving, then they talk to the complainant, who said that two juveniles tried to commit a burglary, then fled the scene. When they fled, they fired several rounds into the air. According to the police there, no one was injured and no property was damaged, and the area was temporarily placed on lockdown. One of the juveniles was caught and taken into custody. Man, juveniles taken into custody after attempting robberies. Shots fired in Montgomery. Fast food chicken. Fast food chicken chains and it planes open source in Montgomery, the area, Maine, that the company aimed would not provide the exact locations of the new eateries, but they said each would be run by Scott Pratt and Doug Harris, I mean, yeah. Sauce, chicken, tenders, and marinade for 24 hours, and they made to order too. A chain also with several salads and sandwiches and wraps. Its website says that the restaurants offer a safe dine-in and dine-out takeout delivery through third-party delivery services and curbside pickup at participating restaurants. The chain currently has restaurant locations in Florida too, in Georgia and in Mississippi. It's unclear how many jobs will be created in this year or when official openings and dates will happen through the company, but they did not expect it to start serving customers until about sometime in 2021. Oh, that's now.
Some of these states starting to release these COVID restrictions. All I know is I quit my job because of COVID. And at the time, I didn't really know what to believe. I was hearing stuff on TV, and you know what they say. Anything can happen one day to the next. It was so complex. What you gonna do, man, when you just be like that? You hexed by the curse, by the nurse and the doctor. Now the COVID, yeah, now it's got you. You laying on the bed, about to be dead. Breathing can't get no air in your head. Your nose won't open, your lungs are closing. And now the grim reaper is old, but they're just hoping that you coming in. How it begins, how it ends. Family and friends, now they're all gone. It's the end. It's like it's just judgment. It's the street preacher came to teach you the word. It's the street preacher, they tell you the word. It's the street preacher, trying to tell you the word. It's the street preacher. It's just tell me that you never heard that they said this would be under control. So look at this man and see and take hold, because every day is something new. There's something old, something in the middle too. 2 plus 2 doesn't equal up to 4. Last time I checked, I wasn't on the score card, so I guess I got barred. Now I'm just gonna have to act hard like I used to do back in the days. I'm gonna have to come in with the plays. It's G-Rock, baby, plus it's a street preacher 41. It's the prophet that can reach you and tell you what's gonna happen from one day to the next. It ain't that complex. If you just look at the revelation, and you will see that there's never ending sensations. When you look around, go downtown and you smell the sounds and you see the people, you can feel the evil. And now you know that it's just like the medieval times. It's like the Wild Wild West. Everybody wants to put everyone to the test. But if you know yourself, why would you even do that now?
Hello.
Hey, yeah, that's me.
Sometimes
I'll
be saying some extreme
hey,
stuff.
Hey, yeah, I know we ain't talked in a long time. Like, oh, what's up, fam? I
finally came to the
yeah,
end.
Man.
My look, days man, and my stuff see, doing in the
what's going on with you? Yeah. She's did what? Oh, that nigga got so big, the kids and stuff, man.
I think they're trying to kill
I'm like, man, y'all know I've been gone for a long time. You know, I'm trying to get stuff back, man. I'm trying to, I'm going to hit you back, you know, right, man?
Family and friends. In the end, when will it begin? Well, when you see it, man, that's all I sent. And I pushed the send button on the email, but I didn't get an answer, so I couldn't tell what's going on. I don't know. If I don't ask, how will I see? I'm trying to tell you what I think, what might be, but it might not be, cause you might likely say that what I'm thinking was something that was crazy. But see, that's what it happens in the streets. I try to everybody that I try to reach, that I gotta tell you, we gotta love each other, cause in the streets we was trying to kill me and my brother. That man, I was trying to kill my brother, he was trying to kill me, but was it really just like that? Or when I think back, it was all about the money, it was all about the act, crap.
Family, yeah, and me friends, and yeah, well, you know, see,
in the street it'll end,
trying to tell, you know,
when all the family back, and the friends
things, and then you know it just things happen, and you know,
people trying
you know
to help me to get out the life. One day I was out there, I was working for the white man, and he was gonna give me another job, and he asked my dad if I was trying to get off that, huh? Then he, my dad said he didn't think so, but how you gonna play me that? Like, really though? All the times that I done kept my family secrets, now you try to go out there, Michael Jackson beat it. It's like Billie Jean, it's just the human nature, man. It's like that. They'll love you, then they'll hate you, they'll take you down the path, they'll love you, then they'll laugh. I don't even know, so I don't even ask, and I don't even care what the answer is no more, cause I know that it's just that stuff in store. So maybe my mind goes too far, but I can't tell you that I can't be that sure.
Yeah, I know, man. I know. Yeah, you know. Yeah, I trust you.
About your,
I know you'll do. I know you'll give it back. But you know, I ain't. You know, I had to look and see. Plus, you know, I got to ask. You know, I got to ask.
Friends, yeah. Friends one day, then the next one day you're off gone. Then you're by yourself. I just listened to somebody told me today. You will never know when your loved ones are gone away. So that's why you got to tell them you love them every day. So that you will never regret what you say. Don't ever try to play. Just take it to the way. Just say yes or you say nay to
you. Yeah, I can't do it right now. No, yeah. No, I did it the last time, you know, and then you ain't give it back. So, you know, I ain't gonna be able to do it this time. You know what I'm saying?
Your friends.
Love you.
Back to the show. Welcome back to the show. Back to the street preacher. Yeah. And what do we have here? We're in 2021. And it's a whole new sun shining on the horizon. It's a lot of things we can talk about. Like, what about money? Would you like to have $50,000 for investing, we assume? And then you bull 6% return when you start saving. We do not factor into the inflation, the taxes, and any addiction taxation on your income. It might come from Social Security and your 401. Yeah, in retirement, we use the 4% rule. This is a general principle. Yeah, that's from CNET. That's from CNBC. Yeah, it's a new year, y'all. It's time to really decide, what are we gonna do as children of God, as Christians, as evangelists, as
ambassadors to Christ in this earth. God can tell you a lot of times that after there was a feast, now there was in Jerusalem by the sheep gate, there was a pool, and they called it Bethesda, which is 2-5-5 roof colonnades. In these days, they laid a multitude of invalids, blind, lame, and paralyzed. One man was there. He had been there for 35 or 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there, he knew that he had already been there a long, long time. He said to him, don't you want to be healed? The sick man said to Jesus, listen, sir, I have no one to put me in the pool when the water is starting to move and stir up. I try to get up and I'm going, and another steps down before me. Jesus said to him, get up and take your bed and walk. See, that's just how easily it happens. It's 2021. Welcome to the show, the Street Preacher, as we deviate from the norm. Lower your spending. How to retire, and how much do you need to retire? Start with about $1.7 million. Americans are in more in debt than they ever have been before, experts say. And they are blaming it on money disorders. And watch out, teenagers. Walmart and other big companies are trying to recruit you. Well, I guess you know. Of course, you want the teenagers. You want the new ones in your organization, the future. But yeah, so thinking about saving up for the future as far as money is always a very wise thing, because we all need money. We all need money to live and operate and to do things in the world, to eat, to live. So we have to be responsible and go out.
Yeah,
and
definitely gotta be responsible.
But at the same time, we can't.
Yeah, at the same time though,
take us away from our
main and only
goal,
which is
actual goal as Christians, and that is to
eternal life,
achieve
with
eternal
God,
life,
with the Father,
God in heaven.
On
the way
earth.
Things are looking these days.
Heaven. But I say to you, fear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, and bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you, to the one who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other. And from the one who takes away from your cloak, do not withhold your tunic, either give them to who begs from you. And from the one who takes away from your goods, do not demand them back, as you wish that others would do to you. Do so to them. If you love those who love you, what benefit is that gonna be to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what benefit is that? For even sinners, they do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you expect to receive, what credit is that to you? If you believe, even sinners lend to sinners to get back the same amount. Love your enemies. I say, love your enemies. Jesus told me to tell you to love your enemies. Love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great. You will build sons of the Most High. This is the kind to the ungrateful and the evil. Be merciful. Even as your Father is merciful, judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and then you will be given. It will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you use to measure you, get back to you. He told them in a parable, can a blind man lead a blind man? Will they not both fall into a pit? The disciple is not above the teacher, but everyone, when he is fully trained, will be like his teacher. will you do? Will you seek that in your brother's eye? But do not notice that log that is in your own eye. How can you say to your brother, brother, let me take out that speck, when you yourself do not see the log that is in your eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own, then you will see clearly how to take the speck that is in your brother's eye. No good tree bears bad fruit, nor again does a bad tree bear good, for each tree is known by its fruit. For figs are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor
I am gonna call this my afflatus.
Love your enemies.
Afflatus.
Afflatus.
I'm gonna call this my afflatus. My divine creative impulse. Or my divine creative inspiration. Love your enemies. Ooh, that's a hard one right there. When somebody's really your enemy, and to love, now that's deep. So thinking about, okay, God, what do you mean by that? So you telling me that if somebody is out to destroy me, or out to slander me, or kill me, or that I'm supposed to love them? Well, in the deepest part of what Christ stands for, and what the mission is, and what servitude to God is, then that's exactly the people that we probably should be bringing the message to. Just like Jonah. I don't know if the Bible or explains what happened after Jonah finally went and preached. Did he go and preach to the children of Nineveh? I think I heard a sermon on this recently. I don't remember if the pastor said he didn't. The Bible doesn't say that. I don't think it says directly that he eventually did go to preach. Maybe he did. So, but the thing is that Jonah didn't want to go. He didn't want to go and preach to those people for whatever reason, because he felt like they didn't deserve the word, or they were beneath, or they deserved to not be saved, or deserve to go to hell, or, you know, I just don't like them, or they don't like me, and I don't want to, you know, and stuff like that. But that's what servitude to God. God, you know, when we're doing stuff for God, it's usually not going to be something real comfortable to do. It's going to be something that we feel like, this is uncomfortable, and I might be ridiculed, or I might lose friends. People might not want to do business with me, you know, if I say I don't want to. Well, I'm not going to get into that right now. I'm not going to, you know, turn this into a political thing per se. But this divine creative impulse of inspiration will return in a minute.
Talking about the Sabbath day is something that this is a commercial for the Sabbath day, and I need to listen. My first job I had was with my dad. All he cared about was working and getting a bag. I know you say to honor your parents, but my dad ain't saved. God, that's apparent. He worshiped the white man when he was at work, but the man couldn't get him to come to church. We'd work Monday through Sunday, then ball out till the day me and him had that ball out. So I went back to work with my Italian dad. Easy work, but we gotta make it happen. Work until midnight, till we gone insane. We didn't even close down for a hurricane. Every day working, looking for love. I thought I found it in the liquor and drugs, but it wouldn't have been like that work if I'd deserved and gone to church.
Yes, and on the other hand of it, we have to beware
practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them. For then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. So if you go and give some money to the needy, don't go out bragging about it, sounding a trumpet before you talking about what you know. I'm going over here now. That's what the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so they may be praised and seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, Don't let your right hand know what the left one is doing.
So
yeah, it's a story.
So that guy
put away,
you know, all malice.
Yeah, it happened.
And all deceit.
And I gotta tell it.
And I'm hypocrisy. The street preacher from Gulfport, Mississippi. Born by the beach, my family there with me, plus the other bricklayers, pimps, and the players. The many blacks at the trailer.
Is my dad the mayor?
5 years old, I gotta have heart surgery. Doctor treating me like I'm an emergency. That's when I died and saw God alone. He told me some things and then he sent me home. Mom and dad divorced, now I have no dad. In school I'm doing good,
and at home I'm doing bad.
We wound up in New Orleans, I was in my teens. On the radio with Beaver
Stevens, AM 13.
Then I learned to party, so I
learned to party.
Life was hell, seemed like I ain't
eight in weeks.
Took a long time for me to finally crash.
There's a crash, but I didn't do anything. God saved my ass. Now I'm the street preacher.
God sent me back to the streets to preach.
I got a preacher.
God sent me.
And I gotta teach.
God
sent me to the street.
Again,
I'm a street preacher.
I gotta preach.
God sent me to the street preacher.
And I gotta go back to teach.
So put away all malice and all deceit and hypocrisy and envy and all the slander, like newborn infants and babies long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up into salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. As you come to him, a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God chosen and precious. You yourselves, like living stones, behold, I'm laying in Zion, a stone, a cornerstone, chosen and precious. And whoever believes in him will not be ashamed. So the honor is for you to believe, man. But for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected becomes the cornerstone, and the stone of stumbling, and the stone of rock of offense. And they stumble because they disobeyed the word, and they were destined to do it. But you are a chosen race, you a royal priesthood, a priesthood, a holy nation, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellence of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous lights. Yeah, and once you were not a people, but now you were God's people. You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Beloved, I urge you, so as sojourners and exiles, to abstain from passions of the flesh which wage against war against your soul. Keep your conduct among those Gentiles that are honorable, so that when they speak against the law, they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify the God on the day of visitation.
What's going on in the world today?
Question.
What's happening? A lot of changes.
Climate changes.
A lot of things are going on. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you. Priorities. It's a fight against the climate change with sweeping executive actions. Yeah, DHS uses the alert system for the first time in a year.
Domestic
terrorists to live here. How they get COVID-19 vaccines. It's a state-by-state path. To an explosion. It's 10 years later.
Forcing.
Or as potent
as ever.
As potent as ever. The first private crew will visit the International Space Station.
And guess how much they're going to pay him. $50 million apiece.
Let's map the COVID-19 and see where the audio
of the Democrats.
Who could make a break Biden's climate change agenda. A new resurgence is the sharpest mind.
About five times.
Daily surprise. Haley.
What happened?
Kelsey reveals she's pregnant. She's expecting her first child. The official frozen pizza power rankings. And these were the most popular baby things.
Ain't the same.
100 years ago. But now the game stops short, squeeze shows an ugly side of
didn't
the
you know? You ain't shows. Know?
Two police officers died by suicide what? After responding
to the
Capitol riot. Surprise. Pamela Anderson secretly married her
boyfriend
on Ooh-wee. Christmas Eve. COVID arm. Rash seems after Moderna vaccine annoying, but
that's what
harmless.
The doctors say anyway.
That's what the doctors say, but Fox told you it's
okay.
Apple Pay, the Apple iPhone and
to
the
get
iPad,
the
and they use the update operating system.
Is it too late?
After security flaws may have acted to the
one of the
Biden. Damn, politics or suggestions? Fact checking claims that Biden is destroying 11,000 jobs by revoking the Keystone pipeline.
Every time.
It happens every time.
Hey there, this street preacher. I'm not trying to tell you who to listen. Welcome to the show, by the way. Minute already, huh? But I'm not trying to tell you who to listen to as long as you listen to me. Look, they got all kind of prophets. So-called prophets that's in the world today. All of them are not real prophets. All of them, they're not really getting information from God. All of them, they're not going to tell you the truth. Fake prophets, they come to you just like sheep. They are ravenous wolves, really, inwardly. You will know them, you'll just have to recognize the fruit. Figs and grapes are not gathered from the trees for you. The thorn bushes and the thistles know not the truth. Healthy trees bear good, sick produce unhealthy fruit. Everyone saying Jesus will not go to heaven. You must do the will of the Father of the heavens. On the last day, many, many, many will say, Lord, I prophesied in your name. We cast out demons and did mighty talks. The Lord will say, I never knew you, so depart. I know you said the Lord Jesus, depart you workers of lawlessness. Fake prophets, they'll come to you just like sheep. They are ravenous wolves inwardly. So Jesus said, everyone then who hears his words and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock, on Jesus. And everyone who hears these words of Jesus and does not do them, behold, when he came down from the mountains, great, great crowds followed, great crowds were following him. Behold, a leper came to him and kneeling and before him, and the leper was saying, Lord, if you will only make me clean. And Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, I will be clean. And immediately this leprosy, Jesus said to him, see that you say nothing to anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the gift of Moses as he commanded for him, a proof of them. Yeah, when he entered Capernaum, and a great crowd followed him, appealing to him, saying, Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, suffering terribly. And he said to him, I will come immediately and heal him. But the centurion replied and said, Lord, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof, but just say the word, and then my servant will be healed. For I am too a man that has authority with soldiers under me, and I say to one, go to one place, and he go, and I say to one, to come, and he comes, and to any one servant, do this, and behold, he does it. And when he heard this, he marveled,
and said,
he marveled. And he said,
truly, I say to you, no one in Israel, has
such a faith.
I tell you,
it's this.
Many will say
on the last day.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show again. As we deviate away from what's normal and what's expected in Montgomery, Alabama. There's a movie being shot in Montgomery, Alabama, and it's about the history. It's sold out. It's called The Son of the South. Bob Zellner, the creator, he met the crowd. It's based on his autobiography, The Wrong Side of Murder Creek. A white southerner in the freedom movement, social injustice, civil rights, and during this era in 1960s Montgomery, there's a story of a Klan's member's grandson who becomes part of the civil rights movement. See, this is deviation from the norm. It's shot in Alabama during the 1960s period. So we deviate away from what's norm and expected. Except that arrested May and December, Montgomery homicide cases and ocean biochemical plants in Montgomery, Alabama. Subsidiary expands. What do you know about 8 mass vaccination clinics about to open Monday in Alabama, and the parole officer accidentally shot himself inside his field office. How you explain that, doctor? New UK-19 variant now found in Alabama. Week-long COVID-19 60 clinic coming to Alabama. Leaders watching for possible protests. But that was 3 weeks ago. Now a man was sentenced to prison today for robbing the bank. Robberies in Alabama and other states. Hundreds lined up for the drive through the coronavirus vaccination clinic. And the loss of 2 FBI agents in Florida fell by Alabama for loss enforcement. Some downtown Montgomery streets are closing. Area athletes are taking part in national singing. Montgomery homicides, suspecting arresting in the South. COVID-19 vaccinations. Montgomery. Jesus commanded me to teach and to preach. So Jesus, I'm gonna need some help. I need some help telling this story. Give me a story to tell them. So when you came to the other side of the country of the Gadarites, the 2 demon-possessed men met you coming out of the tomb so fierce that no one could pass through that way. And behold, they cried out, "What do you want to do to us, O Son of the Highest? Have you come here to torment us before the time?" Now, many of the herds of the pigs were feeding the swine at a distance, and the demons started begging and saying, "If you're gonna be casting us out," he said to them, go that you came out close into the pigs. Go, and behold, the whole herd rushed down to the steep bank and to the sea. Ran down the steep bank to the sea and drowned in the waters and the they flee. And going into the city, they told everything, especially what they had seen and what happened to the demon men. And behold, the whole city came. They came out to see and saw clothing are in kings in you and have been done in Tyre and in Sidon. They would have repented long ago when the sackcloth ashes. But I tell you, it will be more bearable on the day of judgment for Tyre and Sidon than for you and Capernaum. You will be exalted to the heavens. You will be brought down to Hades. For if the mighty works done in you had been done inside of it, would have remained until this day. But I tell you one thing, it will be more tolerable on the day of judgment in the land of Sodom than it will be for you. I thank you, O Father, Lord of heaven and the earth, and you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed to the little children. Yes, Father, for such as was your gracious will that all things have been handed down to me and my Father. No one knows the things except the Son and except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal to him. Come and see all who labor and are heavy, heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. I think this is it, y'all. Yeah. Yeah, this is for all the people that support me and that listen, because y'all mean a lot and y'all really help me to keep doing this. So I'm giving a shout out for the Street Preacher Ministries to tell you that I know sometimes it might be confusing on some of the things that I'm doing, because I might have started with the 666 on my podcast, then kind of changed and switched, made all kind of different kinds of styles. But you know what? We gotta open our eyes and look around for a while, because it's gonna get so crazy. I'm just trying to, like, the 80s ain't the same now. It's 2021, and now the Antichrist have come. Anything that they's talking about that Christ wasn't the Son of God is an Antichrist, and they all up inside the life, and they trying to get in more than twice. They in three times, and they're not in the four, not the in the door. They trying to settle the score with the Heavenly Father from the first time way back in the heavens when he got kicked out. Now he's trying to catch man, and now he's trying to get the bill, because he knows these are the last days. The Street Preacher preaching to you all kinds of ways, all kind of plays, from podcasts to the YouTube and down to Twitter. Yeah, fake. It's the Street Preacher thanking everybody that's been listening. I gotta get out of here, you know, because Satan trying to catch my location. Yeah, I'm back from the streets. God sent me back to the streets to preach, because I went out there, I should have died, but God saved me like I had 99 lives, like the wild of the cat. Now I'm cured and now I'm back, and it's a fact that this podcast will put you can like almost hear the best raps. You ain't even gotta pay for these raps. You getting them free from the first G, the Arbor O, the C, and the K, from New Orleans, baby, from around the way, from way back in those days. They'll tell you if you go ask them, fella. I gotta go now, because you know what? It's just like this. Sowing a seed, sowing a street preacher. Love y'all. Y'all be good. Be a happy Black History Month.